You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL. I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show. Welcome or welcome back to the Salisha Show. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas, and okay, so my guest this morning is she's so effortlessly cool. And I was nervous to meet her at first. I'm like, there's no way this girl is nice. And not only is she nice, she's like freaking nice and freaking just so warm and fun to be around. She comes from like the TV world. She's done The Good Fight, White Collar, True Detective, Paterno, Law and Order SVU, just to name a few. And on Broadway, she's been in Wicked and The Addams Family. And I'm honored that I get to share a dressing room with her every night. Please help me welcome from Once Upon a One More Time, the stepsister playing Bethany, Tess Soltau.
Wait, I feel like I need that recorded on my phone, and when I'm having a bad day, I play it to myself.
That's Tess, like for real though, for real. That's you, girl. Oh. Like honestly, like all of the things, thank you for getting up. It's hella early in the morning. We have long days. For those who are listening in, we are recording this in the middle of previews. We have rehearsals all day. Then we have a show at night. And so, Tess, thank you for
getting
up this early.
Of course. Wouldn't miss the Salisha Show.
Oh, my gosh. So I have so many things that I just need to ask you and figure out, because I didn't realize I do this thing, and I was telling Matt about this. I don't like to look anybody up before I work with them because I'll be like starstruck, and I rather get to know you as a person first. Like even when I'm around Justin sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, oh, I voted for him. Don't tell him I said that. So I had no idea you were a Galinda.
I was a Galinda.
What the freaking heck, Tess?
I know, it was super fun. It was super fun. It was like, it was so it was such a strange process of how I booked it too. I only read one scene and then I kind of was like, okay, now I'm done. And they were like, wait, but you have three other ones to read. But then they thought that was cute and very like on brand for the character. I stood by for Kara Lindsay, who was, I went to college with. I'm slightly obsessed with Kara Lindsay. Like she was she was a senior and I was a freshman, and the first show that we did in college, she was playing Miss Julie, and it was like the first real play I had ever seen. And they only did, I think, 5 performances, and I went to every single one.
Oh! Wait, that's awesome. Wait,
did every single one.
Year? And then, was she older or younger?
Older.
Okay.
So freshmen weren't allowed to be like in plays until you weren't allowed to be in a play until you were a junior.
This is at Carnegie Mellon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so like casual, low key. Wish you could have gone to a better school, whatever. Go on.
So I watched her do all four of them. And then when I got the offer, I was, I don't know, like swinging, standing by. It's like a heavy load.
Yes.
Because you're not in the world. You're like in a dressing room and you have to kind of create it for yourself so that when you go on stage, you're not like, why is this person green? Why is this person, why do they like look a palm tree? Why is this person a goat? It's so strange.
I actually wanted to ask you about that. Like, because I obviously am a swing and like understudying and all the things, like you've done it. And I really appreciate that about you and a lot of people in our cast. There's a lot of people who have swung, who have been understudies before. And I really feel like you guys are so supportive. And it probably comes from a place of you've been there. I'm so grateful. Like, but how did you do that to where you could have confidence for the first time that you went on for the character?
Oh, I didn't have any confidence the first time I went on. Like, because also I was the first swing that they never had do it on the road first. Sorry, the first standby that they never had do it on the road first.
That's an honor.
Really cool until I was about to come down in the bubble and I was like, oh, I see why they do this. I was like, I'm tapping out. This was a mistake.
Sweet. Oh my gosh. How did it go?
Everyone was like, it's going to go by so fast. You're going to black out and then it's going to be over. And I had the opposite thing. I was like, every single moment seemed 5 hours long. It was the longest.
Wait.
It was like going in the slowest speed ever. And I was like, I just want this to be over.
You're like, it was 5.5 hours long.
It was the longest production of Wicked in the history of productions of Wicked. And then after that, Kara was out. I rehearsed for 2 weeks and then I was sick for my third week of rehearsal. And they were like, you're doing great. It'll be fine. And then I had a week and then Kara was out for her vacation. So I really got to, it wasn't like the first show and it was traumatizing and then I didn't get to do it for a month. It was like, okay, that was horrifically scary. And then the second day it got better and then better and better and better and better. And, better. And then by the end I was like, ooh, I like this.
Okay. That is magnificent. First of all, I love Kara. She and I did Beautiful together. So I'm like, I can picture this. She's a dream. Really lovely. Like truly so sweet and so lovely. And it makes sense that I feel also like the same, a very similar way about you, Tess. Like you are so lovely. And also one of the many things that I love about you is that, see, you be fooling people because you make what you do look easy. You make it look effortless, like breathing for you. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's easy. No, it's not. Because I'm over here in the dressing room trying to figure out how you're doing certain things. I'm like, how do you do that? You make things look so easy. Is that what they teach you at Carnegie Mellon?
I don't know. I guess there's, I think I don't really know. I think I think there's a lot more of me in characters than probably is supposed to be. And so I just do what Tess would do.
Wait.
And then say, oh, Benny would do that too. Benny would definitely do that.
So what I'm hearing is that it is easy for you. I'm like, and that is, you're just so freaking talented. So I'm like, I am like, oh, freaking Tess up here. Even the way you sing, it sounds easy. And I'm like,
oh, please, you too.
You're on the freaking top staff of every freaking time. It's so good. You're just great.
Well, I can't, you know what though? I can't do a harmony.
Shut up.
Oh my God. My fiance is in the other room and I said that and I heard him laugh.
I can't do a harmony. And he was like, ha, ha, ha. She can't.
Can we talk about that? When did you get engaged? Congratulations.
I got engaged the end of July, the last day of July. It was so magical and everything I ever wanted it to be.
What? How did he do it?
It was very on brand because he had this whole plan of doing it. We'd been paddle boating. So we met during COVID. We didn't meet. We'd met like years before, but we reconnected over COVID. And then he drove down and drove 8 hours to take me on our first date outside because of COVID. He drove 8 hours.
Wait, but what if you didn't like him?
We talked about all this. This is why it's perfect, because we talked about all of the what ifs, which I live in the world of what ifs.
Me too.
So what if you get down here and I don't like you? And he's like, it's fine.
Is he going to?
You don't like me.
Would he drive 8 hours back the next day? Would he stay an hour? Would he end up staying the night?
Well, he got a hotel and for three nights. Three nights or two? Three. For three nights. And he was like, you know what? I've been at my parents' house for the past 7 months and I'm getting a hotel. So we'll just take it date by date. And after the first date, if it's going well, we'll hang out again. And if not, then I'm in Jupiter, Florida by a pool. Having a good,
still able to enjoy
a moment away, from my mommy and my daddy.
Okay.
But after the first date, what are you doing tomorrow? He was like, nothing. And then the next day it was like, so what are you doing tomorrow? And he was like, nothing. So we hung out every day and they've been together ever since.
Okay, wait, Tess. So I had no idea how much we have in common because I met Andrew like in a similar way. He was like 15 hours away, but I ended up going to Oregon and I was thinking like, shoot, what if I don't like this guy? I'm here for 4 days and he got the Airbnbs. So I'm like, what do I do? And it's like listening to you. It's like, okay, so when did you know that you liked this guy? When did you know that you wanted to like be exclusive with him?
We never talked about like exclusivity or anything. I don't know. It was just a given that we were exclusive after he came and visited. I also hadn't dated at all during COVID.
So do you think if COVID didn't happen,
do you think? Totally. I don't think we would have connected. Because everybody was on their phone so much. I was like, if somebody posted a picture on the beach, I was like, oh my God, is that a new beach towel? Because I already knew all the beach towels they owned because I was on Instagram 24/7 because I had nothing else to do.
Shut up!
I was like, wow, nice shirt. That's the one you got at Target.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm thinking back. We were in rehearsals March 2020, literally like this breaks my heart even thinking about it. And then we were like told, okay, go have a long lunch. Don't come back. Maybe 2 weeks. Okay, it's 19 months later. Here we are. And so during that time, what was your mindset? Did you pivot? Did you find like TV work? Did you just do nothing? Did you rest? Like, and at what point what point in the pandemic did he come down to meet you? Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Over that time, I wrote a screenplay. And then I worked at my high school and taught. I coached 10 kids for colleges, and all of them got into schools, which was so exciting.
A writer and a coach.
That's what I did. And then I auditioned for a million TV things and didn't get a single one.
I know that life too.
Yeah.
Yes, I get that. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go on.
But I did all those other things, which were super fulfilling and it was amazing. And I spent so much time with family. I went and stayed at my grandma's in Minnesota for a month both summers, because that's right, we were in COVID during two summers. Like, COVID was so long.
I
renovated my apartment.
You did a lot of things.
I did a lot of things. But then I did nothing at the same, and then it felt like I did nothing at the same time.
But I feel like even if you ever felt like you did nothing, falling in love trumps it all.
I know.
Like, if you did nothing else the whole pandemic, but found the love of your life, you win. I feel like matters in life? Like,
nothing. We have
these careers, all of these things, especially like living in New York, it's all about the grind and all this stuff. And there was a point when I was like, great, I have my own apartment and it's beautiful and I've done this stuff in theater. Guess what? None of it matters. Like, I'm grateful for shelter, but I was in my apartment by myself during, I was like, what's it all for? There's no.
I remember that when we would do the workouts together and you were by yourself in your apartment. You're like, I take myself on an hour walk every day or else I'll lose my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. And I think that's why I felt like I was doing nothing, was because I have such a huge social calendar. I love being around people. I love company. So I think not having that in my life made me feel like I was doing nothing. When in actuality, I would kept myself pretty busy.
Oh, I know you did. I love that, like, the 10 students that you coached all got into colleges.
That's
like,
all got into college.
On your website, like,
theater.
You're like, I am like a legit coach.
Yeah, they put in so much work. The school, my high school really carved, the music director really carved out time for it. So all of them had a private coaching with me for 30 minutes once a week. So we got to do, I helped them pick out their monologues, and by help them, like, I picked them out. And it was like, they bring in things and it was like something you found offline and wasn't even from a plan. I was like, you're not doing that. You're doing Miss Julie.
Wait, are you going to continue that?
If somebody contacted me to do it, but probably not.
What would you do if 20 people were like, oh my gosh.
Oh, I really enjoy it. If people wanted to take, it was just handed to me. So it was, and I had all this time. Like, right now, could you imagine coaching 10 kids?
No.
We don't have time.
And that's the thing. I was talking about this with Diana. We spend our whole pandemic like trying to fill the time and give our lives purpose. And now we're back to work in a very full-time job. But those things that we did during COVID, some of them still like are relevant in our lives, but it's hard to juggle. Yeah. It's hard to juggle that with this now our real life again.
It is. I'll wake up and try and write a little bit. And then sometimes I'll come home at night and DB's helping me right now with a couple of the edits. And it'll be like 12:30 and I'm like, can we write for a second at 12:30 at night? Because that's the only time we have to do it.
Right. Okay. I do want to know about that. Like, how do you balance, like, you're creating a new musical actively? Like, you got a new scene, basically, yesterday. And then you go into the show at night doing a very new thing. This is like an all-consuming process. And you have these other passions in your life. And you have a fiance. How are you balancing all of this, Tess?
I guess just practicing being present, which is also very hard for me because I am severely ADHD.
I think we all are.
You got another laugh from the peanut gallery.
I know. That is, but yes.
True. Truly. So but trying to stay present.
And
all of those things, like, not a one of those things is, oh man, I have to go to work. I hate my job. Or I hate my life partner. I hate my hobbies. Like, it's all stuff I enjoy. And I love changes. Do you love changes? When people ask me, no. When somebody puts in a change, you have 9. I get it. You're probably like, no, let's just keep it the same.
I don't mind a change
when it's the only one I have to worry about. Right now I'm like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still gagged over Crazy, top of Act 2, and they're just like, all right, everybody go wherever you want on stage. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, no, bad idea, bad idea.
Don't do that. So yeah, sometimes changes are great, but yeah, I think it'd be more fun if, I don't know. But have you started planning your wedding?
Started planning the wedding. It's the end of February. We're doing it on Jupiter Island at this like beach club. This older beach club that we've been going to as a family since before I was born. We go there for Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and like basically every birthday. And they don't serve, it's, you have to bring everything in, because when I say beach club, it's like not a club at all. You have to remember to go there, but there's no like restaurant there. You just go and like picnic. Or it's so sweet. So we're getting married there. It's going to be 125 people.
Okay.
But
is that considered big, medium, or small?
I feel like it's medium. I feel like big would be over like 250 or something.
Okay.
But we did the list, and just with my family, and this wasn't even inviting everybody from my family, it was like 84 people.
Okay.
Cool. So it's so, guest lists are hard.
Will you live stream?
I don't know.
Diana gave me that idea.
Did Diana live stream?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I love that.
That's
a great idea. Because I do have a lot of people that are like, I wish I could be there, but I'm not going to be able to be there. And
yeah. A live stream feed, that would be legit. And even cool for you before you get all your edits back and stuff.
Totally.
Relive it whenever you want. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
Good idea, Salisha.
I mean.
You're full of them. Full of those good ideas.
Oh my gosh. Before he proposed, did you know he was going to propose?
Yes. Yes, I did. Because what we talked, ever since like I met him, he was like, when can I ask you to marry me? And I was like, not now. We just met. But we knew that we wanted to. We knew it from the second we met. He's like, when can I do it? And I was like, I'll let you know. And then we were in London for 5 weeks. He was working over there.
Casual. How
casual. Just, it was so fun. And we were over there and I was like, you can do it anytime now. And then we went back to New York, and then we went to Minnesota for a few weeks at my grandma's, which is on this really pretty lake. And we went on this pontoon boat, the paddle boat. Every day, the two of us, we'd paddle like with our feet and take Joey, our dog. And he was going to do it on the paddle boat on Monday. And then with Saturday, and he comes in and we're going to make margaritas with my cousins. He makes an amazing margarita. And he was going to make margaritas for all of us. And he comes in and he was like, I leave tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So we got we got it wrong. He was going to do this whole thing on the paddle boat. And he was like, will you help me do my laundry? I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, I'll be right back. He's like, and he runs the thing. And I was like, I feel like he's going to get the ring, because he was then going to Tampa to work. And I was going to go to Tampa. And I was like, he's not going to do it in Tampa, because he knows I'd be livid.
Oh. And
so he runs back and he comes. He's like, let's go for a walk by the water. And I was like, babe, it's raining. And he has a huge grin on his face and he says, I know. And we walked by the water. And then he got on his knees and said the most beautiful things that I'll never remember, because I completely blacked out. And then we were engaged, and my family was all watching. They didn't know though he was doing it, but they happened to look out the window, and then all of them raced down with all their little babies. They had like human babies. And they were running down, and it was just like the most magical.
Wait, that is so, they didn't know? He didn't tell
no,
them?
He didn't tell them.
They just happened to look up and they were like, oh my gosh, no, oh my gosh, we're missing it, hurry.
Like, yeah, they're all like watching from the window. It was really wonderful.
That is so awesome. And yeah. Then, so from that point, that was like in July. So you're able to plan a wedding in less than a year then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I also have we have an incredible wedding planner because okay. We knew that we couldn't be in Florida at all to plan it.
Okay.
We have an amazing wedding planner that is a friend of mine and she's amazing.
Oh my gosh. That just feels so inspiring.
Yeah.
I was like, do you know? You're like, yes, I knew.
Yes, I knew.
I was like crying and I was like, thank you for not doing it in Tampa.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to meet him. The guys should get together.
They should. He's here till the end. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. There's a few like, guys who are here
now. So our hotel, fun fact, is on a highway for those listening. And DB was like, we got in here and he goes, I take you to London and you bring me here?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's very romantic outside our window, isn't it?
It is. Are you on the highway?
Yep, I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah. Never a dull moment.
Andrew and I literally, this might be off the record, we will wave from our window when it's traffic. And
do people wave back? They see you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's really funny.
We'll be kissing.
Wait, you'll kiss for the people?
Uh-huh. Wait. Ah! Funny, like when there's traffic, he's like, oh, it's almost waving time, babe. It will be like, all right, let's put on a show.
Let's put on a show. Oh my God.
Okay, I have a few our time literally flew by. I'm like, I could ask you so many questions about your engagement because it's like, just, I love. And it just
makes me
so happy. And I wanted to ask you so many other things about the show and stuff, but I have a few rapid fires for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This might be a trick question. Your favorite princess in our show.
Oh my God. Okay. The first one that came to me is Little Mermaid. I love all the princesses.
Okay. We'll take that. Your favorite princess.
You know?
Who?
I just love her journey of like not being able to speak and then she can speak.
And then she can speak.
Yeah.
Your favorite Britney song?
Work Bitch.
Oh, yes.
It's such a good song. It's so motivating.
And it's freaking good in the show,
too. Yeah, and the beat's so good. I just love the song. It's always been my favorite.
Florida or New York?
Oh, my gosh. Right now, I'm like Florida because vacation. And it just like that thinking of Florida makes me think of like slow and quiet.
And like the vibes that you like.
The vibes that I want right now. But then I'll be in Florida and I'll be like, New York, New York, New York, New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Broadway or television?
Oh, for what?
For your career, for your life, for your day to day.
Television.
I've done totally craft
services, that 5-day work week.
5 days? That's the dream.
Yes. Sounds dreamy.
Oh, okay. I'm not mad at you. Okay. Your dream role.
Oh my gosh. Something that's period. Like I'm talking like Elizabethan. I get to wear really fun dresses. It's, you, as an actor, have to transport back in time. So
would
not
you do
contemporary.
Bridgerton?
Oh, I've never seen Bridgerton, but like.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 worthy, Tess. And based on what you just said, you would freaking kill it. You need to watch it yesterday.
Okay.
I'm so serious. I don't like to rewatch anything. I have watched that one 3 times.
What? Yes.
It is that good.
Okay. Okay.
This is not a Bridgerton ad, but I'm just saying you need to sneak into their next season.
Oh my God, I'd love that. Yeah, that'd be my dream role. Is to do something not contemporary.
Oh, I literally just deleted everything. I was so excited. Oh, here it is. Okay. Have you ever gone on tour? Would you ever go on tour?
No and no.
Okay.
Because I just feel like mental health-wise, I don't think I'd do well on tour. Yeah. I just like my things. I'm a Virgo. I like – I'm a nester.
Yeah.
If it was like a month, like I can do this. This is fun. Somewhere for 6 weeks and then I get to go home.
A nice little sit down and then you
can I go love – yeah, yeah.
And then final question, and it might be a trick question. No, it's not. If you had 3 Tony Awards to give out to our show, who would you give them to? It can be an actor or it can be a department.
That's really smart. Well, Keone Amari.
With, for direction or choreography?
Oh my God, both. And just like coolness.
Okay.
Briga.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She'll make anything work.
Agreed.
And John wrote an incredible script. Oh my God, there's so many. But then you have Britney Spears. And then there's so many. There's so many.
Okay, so your final answers are...
Oh, Brooke! Brooke for best supporting? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brooke is a legend.
She's really special.
Just entrance applause.
Okay.
And nobody... What? But it's like for her character. It's not even entrance applause for Brooke Dillman. It's for people are so excited for her character.
She is from out of this world. And I totally agree. And Matt said the same thing who I just sat down with. And I, in rehearsals, I was like, I feel like she's, I don't know. We don't know the future. I'm just like, okay. Anyway, that's all. I love you so much.
I love you.
And I love watching you work. You are out of this world. You are amazing. And you're so freaking kind. For anybody who's listening, if they're like, what's Tess like? She's a freaking real deal in thebomb.com. So thank you. I can't wait to see you tonight. And actually, rehearsals in an hour. How can people find you?
On Instagram.
At?
I'm active on the Instagram. At Tess Soltau.
S-O-L.
T-A-U.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you, girl.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I love you.
I love you. See you.
See you soon. Bye.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salacia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalaciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, Podmax.
I'm out.
'They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode
of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.